Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
724, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Let's talk about that for a minute. Have you become more sexually adventurous since the quarantine or less? And what is the dumbest product you immediately hoarded? It is Tuesday, the last day of March 2020. We're Jeff and Jen, and here's some of the day's news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. So as soon as the quarantine started, people began predicting a baby boom in around 9 months. Maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. What else is there for couples to do, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, so they also asked people if they've become more sexually adventurous over the past 2 weeks. That includes couples who have lots of time inside together and single people who may not be getting it on with randoms anymore. First off, I got to tell you, 69% of people said no. They actually have not gotten more sexually adventurous.
Well, somebody is if there was that huge spike in sales over at Pure Romance. There are things happening.
I think it depends on what day quarantine you're on. Like, we're only on day 8. We haven't gotten there yet. I'm sure
you need a little more time.
Maybe people on day 28 or, you know, even 21, they might be feeling it a little more.
Wondering if there was a spike and then it leveled off.
Yeah.
Well, here's what other people are doing. 13% are having more sex with their partner than usual. 5% have sexted if they're in separate locations. 3% have sent naked photos. 3%.
How long were you and Kristen separated?
Almost a month. Part of that time she was in Florida.
I made dirty pictures and videos and all of that. What have you been? What kind of behavior have you been participating in for the past month, Jeff?
Well, I'm going to just tell you this, that there was a lot of video chatting going on. And every time she would say, "Hey, Ingrid's here," Ingrid would say, Ingrid would laugh and she'd say, "I love that my mom feels the need to tell you that I'm here in case you may do something or say something provocative." Ingrid using the word provocative.
Provocative.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Right.
Put that thing away, Jeff. Ingrid's here.
Right.
Ingrid does not need to see that.
Yeah.
Do you guys send dirty pics, though? Like, if you're away from each other for a month, do you send them?
No. We don't send pornographic pictures, but, you know.
Like sexy, like this is my leg or
right,
this is my
exactly.
arm or
yes.
You don't get like a full boob shot.
Right. Still leaving a little something to the imagination.
Just don't put your face in it, Jeff. That's the rule. Did you know that?
Yeah. I know. I don't think that would be good for me.
Send as many pictures as you want, just nothing with your face and nothing like no, distinguishing marks, tattoos, piercings, any of that.
I will take that under advisement.
It always comes back to you if you have those.
Right. Well, here's a piece of corporate synergy we didn't see coming. The lunatics at PepsiCo just created Mountain Dew flavored Doritos.
I saw this yesterday. I thought it was fake. Is this a real thing?
According to one person who tried them, they are actually very good. They're like citrus lime detergent. Oh, that sounds delicious.
Who doesn't want to drink detergent?
Yeah. No, it is a thing for you, but they're only on sale in Australia right now. Maybe you can make some at home, you know, like dumping a bottle of Mountain Dew into a bag of Doritos and shaking it up.
Just letting them soak.
Yep, and then, you know, dry it outside in the porch and see how it goes. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that. I was thinking of, and we'll get to it later, the strange thing that I found myself hoarding. You know, I was being so careful not to hoard paper products, things like paper towels and toilet paper, cleaning supplies. But I think we took it out on other things, which we'll get to here shortly. But first, apparently Bigfoot hasn't gotten the memo about social distancing. If you missed our Facebook Live video this morning, then you missed Jen telling the story of Littleton, North Carolina. Littleton, North Carolina is a 674-person town on the North Carolina-Virginia border, and the people in Littleton are freaked out right now over 4 recent Bigfoot sightings. The latest
4?
One, yes.
That's a lot in a very short period of time. There's something going on.
The newest one was less than 2 weeks ago. a guy by the name of Jesse Walker was taking out his trash, and he swears up and down he saw Bigfoot. He said he was tall, he had big hands, his fur was real black, and it was shaggy. And he recorded a video talking about his sighting just 20 minutes after seeing Bigfoot. And I mean, this guy, he's serious. You know, he sounded rattled.
I would be.
Well, the last sighting before this in Littleton was 4 months ago when a guy said he saw a short Bigfoot in the same area.
Probably a child.
I always find that fascinating, though. Like, when you have a number of people from the same town, and you know, it's always a small town. Have you noticed that? Like, how often do you hear people in?
They can't live in big populations, Jeff. Then they wouldn't be, you know, everybody
it would
know
be
about
hard. Them. Yeah, it'd be harder to be so elusive.
Maybe they're migrating.
Gotcha.
Like, you know how it's getting like hot versus cold? Like, maybe in the wintertime, they walk down from Maine through North Carolina to go to Florida. And then, you know, since it's getting warmer, springish, they're starting to head north again.
There's like a Bigfoot route that they take through Appalachia to go south every year.
I think
Could be. I mean, we laugh.
Maybe people are at home. Maybe they're just seeing them more because they're not at work doing work stuff.
Hey, that's a good point,
sitting at home bored looking out their window.
I mean, you think about all of the species they're discovering at the depths of the ocean and, you know, all the bugs that they're finding in the rainforests. You know, who's to say there's not a Bigfoot in North Carolina?
Who's to say?
If you guys saw a Bigfoot, what would you do? Like, if you walked out your backyard, like Jen, Tim, you know, you guys, I mean, clearly Jeff in Avondale, I don't really know if they're going to be hanging out there because it's not very wooded.
No.
But Tim, you live kind of like by woods and Jen too.
What would you guys do if you walked out? So anything's possible.
Anything's possible. I would try to make friends with him.
That's like trying to make friends with a gorilla.
What about you, Tim? What would you do?
I'd probably, okay, cool. There he is. I've been hearing about this guy for 40 years.
Yeah.
I guess he's good.
How are you? Yeah. Are you doing well? Do you need some help? Is there
I'd be like, are you hungry? Do you want to come
Why are you out here? Yeah, why are you here?
Go throw some mothballs in the yard. They keep the cats away. They'll definitely keep that thing away, maybe.
Yeah.
I come in peace.
Would you reach for your phone to take a pic? Like, I think that would be what most people would think. That you would do.
I'd be getting the hell out of there so fast. I mean, it's to me that would be like the equivalent of running into a gorilla in the rainforest.
But you don't know that they're not nice. Bigfoot could be a very nice person.
It'd take 2 seconds to thrash you. You want to wait around and find out? Let's make sure he's friendly first.
That's a communication thing. We don't know if they speak English. Do they speak German?
Right.
Do they speak?
Well, we don't know what they eat.
That's why I was yelling at him.
Would he want people food? Or would he want pet food?
By yelling, I speak slowly, he'll understand me.
Man, you bark. Yeti, me Fritz. Right. Hello.
Something like that. Human behavior, man. I'm telling you. Like, you know, back to the whole panic buying thing. When that all first started, what was the dumbest thing you immediately stocked up on? And now you have way too much of it. We were actually looking online at some of the answers. And we've got everything from like 8 giant bottles of ketchup. Like, what did you think was happening? How long did you think you'd be holding up?
That many French fries? Right.
Someone else. A ton of Chef Boyardee, even though they hadn't eaten Chef Boyardee since like the 1990s.
Ew.
Right.
That's
funny. Too many eggs. Oh, yeah. I showed up at Kroger one day and like all the eggs had been cleared out. I'm like, how many eggs do these people eat? A lot of people said they bought too much milk and bread, too. Although, I was at Kroger yesterday. I finally had to make a run. And all that stuff was replenished. The packaged meat products were back in stock again. That was nice to see. They were still a little scarce in the pasta aisle. But, like, I saw toilet paper. I saw some scarce paper towels. So, they're slowly trickling back now that people are realizing, man, I bought way more than I needed.
Yeah. I didn't overload on anything.
No?
Yeah. No.
Is that because you were too late or you just didn't think you'd need it?
Well, you were moving, too. Where were you supposed to put it all?
Right. That, too. I mean, I got enough of everything. Probably the one thing I bought the most of were Jacob's kind of hard-to-find Swapples, the waffles that he eats.
Oh, yeah.
that are very brand specific. You know, those, that was, I think I bought, you know, 5 or 6 boxes of those, but there's only 4 in a box. So
right. Oh, yeah.
That
you
I was trying
those,
to be, yeah, prepared for that. But that was it, really.
See, my thing was, so I have to go on record, about a month ago, Scott, my boyfriend, was like, we should buy a deep freezer, a small deep freezer, and have it like, you know, we should buy a whole cow and freeze it and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, deep freezers are where things go to die. Like, we are a family that definitely like eats food. I feel like when you have a deep freezer, it's just one of those situations where you go in there and you're like, oh my gosh, this is from 2 years ago. And so I said no to the deep freezer. But now I'm wishing that I would have said yes.
Yeah.
And I have told him that I wanted to, that I'm sorry in that department,
right,
because our freezer isn't very big. And I've been, that's like one thing I'm hoarding is like fish sticks, chicken nuggets, yeah, chicken, you know, things that I can freeze. And we don't have like a ton of room for that kind of stuff.
I bet you can buy a freezer on Amazon and
he
get
can't
it
find
delivered
one
to your house.
That's what I
really
told him. Yeah.
I'm
well,
surprised.
'Cause immediately when this whole thing kind of started, I was like, you were right. I was way wrong. You should have gotten the deep freeze. See if you can find one. And a lot of them were out of stock. And a lot of the people that are making that kind of stuff have now been repurposed to make other kinds of equipment,
gotcha,
and things like that. We're not importing it as much.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we could probably find one on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace or something. But
when
for me,
Kristen swapped out the appliances
food
in her kitchen, she kept the old one. And so even though it's a small freezer, it helps.
Yeah, it does.
Every
like even if you have it.
Yeah.
Yes, like with your waffles, Jen. Like if you didn't have a very big freezer, but you had a little deep freeze, it would be perfect.
Yep.
Have you found you guys have been playing Tetris a little more in the refrigerator and freezers?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like trying to fit it in there.
Exactly.
By the way, we have a photo of everyone's open fridge that we're gonna put up on the Jeff and Jen Facebook page in a little bit. Mine is just smashed full of stuff.
Yeah, we don't really have, we're due for our Kroger drop off today. So we don't really have like a ton of stuff in there. Just, you know, like condiments really. But I have been finagling my way kind of through everything, the freezer especially.
3 tubs of hummus, a ton of quinoa, even though they hate quinoa, a case of Spam. Like, what did they think was happening in the world? A quote, uncomfortable amount of pistachios. Dozens of boxes of condoms for some reason. 32 mini packets of yeast to make bread, even though they have never made bread in their life.
That's funny. They thought they might have to.
Yeah. 4 years worth of mayonnaise. But, you know, I found myself doing the same thing because even though I was being careful not to hoard, like, cleaning supplies and paper products, for whatever reason, something possessed me to hoard those little cups of microwavable minute rice, the brown and wild rice variety. I mean, I really like them. I have them once in a while, but I don't eat them every day. I don't eat them enough to justify how much I bought. Why did I do that?
How many did you buy?
I bought like 6 of them, and there's 3 each.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a lot.
I know. And they're still sitting in my pantry. Like, what was I doing?
I know, and you're low carbing. So what were you doing with that?
Exactly. Well, that's part of the reason why I like them is that like they're perfectly measured and I can have, you know, 1 or 2 a day. And I don't know. I guess I was just, you know, you go into survival mode. There is something to be said for events like this happening, whether it's, you know, weather related or something like this. It's unprecedented where you just feel the need to buy anything and everything that makes you feel good and comfortable.
Cadbury mini eggs.
Tim, I was going to say, have you been eating a lot of your candy? I know. Are you running out of that? I was going to ask.
Well, I've been hiding it in the area of the cabinets with the mugs and bowls and stuff, which don't really go in there that often. But man, have I been going in there a lot lately? Like every time I walk by it.
Yeah. So I went through the drive-thru at Panera yesterday, and
yay!
I ordered 6 chocolate chip cookies and then had to wait at the window because they were in the oven.
Oh, that's even better.
So, I mean, when they handed me that box, it almost burnt the palm of my hand. Oh. It was so hot, right?
How many have you eaten?
So I don't know because here's what happened.
She knows.
As they cooled down, they all kind of stuck together. So I have like this just pile of 6 chocolate chip cookies that became one.
Oh,
and so I've just been picking off of this large glob, and it is fantastic. I'll send a picture.
Wow. Yum-o.
Right out of the oven.
Yeah, chocolate chip cookies, like the perfect thing to have at about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, it's after you've had lunch. You're craving just a little something sweet. So where are these refrigerator pictures, Tim?
I've not put them up yet, but they'll be going up on the Jeff and Jen page. What I found myself, what has been happening, and I have been doing a lot of walking just to get out of the house, but I just can't stop eating. Yeah. And then I eat more. And then I'm thinking about the next time I'm going to eat. Like all day yesterday, we went for a 5-mile walk, and the only thing I could think about during that entire walk is I can't wait till we get home so we can eat.
Right.
What's going on?
What is it,
it's like,
Tim?
It's like, I don't know.
Survival mode. What is it you're really hungry for? Because it's not the food, even though you think it is.
No, I don't know.
It's the feeling that the food is going to get
full. You need fullness.
It's the feeling. It's the feeling that you believe the food is going to give you. And then what happens is you eat it, and then you realize that what the feeling was that you were trying to feed isn't fed because the feeling is still there. And so you go back and eat more. You've got to break the cycle.
Says the woman who bought 6 chocolate chip
cookies.
Right,
exactly. Exactly. I am telling you exactly what I need to do.
I'm loving the deep dive into the psyche of me wanting food. But yeah. I just don't know. I think I just freaking love food.
It's because you're around it all the time, too. Like, when we're not at work, like at work, it's out of sight, out of mind. You know, even when we had the snacks in there, it was kind of like in the back of the room. So it wasn't like we paid a lot of attention to it. We were like, you know, having oatmeal and being healthy. And I wasn't around.
Now we bought the jumbo bag of cheese puffs. I haven't bought cheese puffs since the 90s. And I have the biggest bag of them ever. And I'm just, you know what? I'll have another 18 of them.
And it's just there. So you feel like you have to eat it because it's there, in my opinion.
Grab some candy. I'm going to get some of these eggs, you know, just to balance out the salty cheese puffs. You know what? I'm going to have an apple.
Like, oh, there you go. Something
that I have an apple for after all of that.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. It's been, the struggle's real with the food.
Well, coming up later on in the show, after Second Date Update, we'll have to talk about, like, our favorite quarantine comfort foods, you know, the foods that make us feel good, your favorite lockdown comfort food. We have that posted online yet?
Yes, it's up. The We Were Wondering is up. I think it's up already.
On the Jeff and Jen
Jeff
page?
Jeff and Jen Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, so you can jump into that conversation. We'll read some of the comments later and take your phone calls as well. That's coming up a little bit later on. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. There's actually a couple of things that we posted on the Facebook. Let's go through the Jeff and Jen Facebook page this morning and start there. Let's see. There was an article, I think. Did you put it on Jeff and Jen?
So the article that Jen from the Cincinnati Inquirer that Jen shared with us this morning is scheduled to go up at 8. So we can go ahead and publish it now if you want to.
Yeah, just because Tim mentioned, you know, talking about it on the air, I was going to do it before Second Date Update, if that's okay. But,
yeah, I'll go ahead and publish it.
You know, one of the things that we're going through, that a lot of people are going through right now, when we talk about being holed up, you know, quarantined, there's so much more video conferencing going on with people at work. More people are investing in shirts instead of pants because they're being seen on these video conferencing apps from the waist up. Mm-hmm. People working from home and how that's just changed the way we live. And so this columnist for the Cincinnati Inquirer reached out and asked us, you know, how our world has changed. Because, you know, as we try to bring you not just entertainment, but news and information, the show must go on. So we got to find ways to innovate and continue doing what we do, even if it is from 4 different locations. And so he gives you kind of a behind the scenes look as to how we're handling things here. And
it's up there. So if you want to go ahead and
it's up. So if you go on to our, let's see, is it the Jeff and Jen Facebook page?
Yep.
So if you haven't liked us by now, you can like us on Facebook. We're Jeff and Jen on Q102 on Facebook. And Byron McCauley, who's the columnist for the Cincinnati Inquirer, did a pretty extensive piece. And, you know, it's probably not that different from your world if you're working from home, if you're lucky enough to still be working. I know a lot of people are out of work right now. Not sure what the future holds.
A lot of people were
them.
Furloughed yesterday, Jeff. I don't know if you saw that, but Macy's furloughed a bunch of people. And even the city of Cincinnati, I know the mayor was talking about how they had to furlough some people, but was encouraging, like, you will be back. We will be back.
He got very emotional in that press conference yesterday, Mayor Cranley. And I can understand why. 1,700 people, I think it was. It's a lot of people be furloughing right now. And,
it's sad.
And I know they'll be back, but, I mean, geez. That's a,
right.
You know, it's very uncertain. You don't know how long you'll be without that income. People depend on that income. And a lot of people, too, he made the point, just want to serve. Like, okay, I understand that you can't pay me, but I just want to serve. And I think that's what moved him the most.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't think I've ever seen him. I mean, I'm sure he has, but I've never seen him as emotional as he was yesterday. That was a tough press conference.
Yeah. It was hard.
And then we're thinking about the people, the associates who work for Macy's who are going through the same thing. Luckily, they were able to keep their health insurance coverage for now, which is important. So, yeah, there's been a lot of that going on. And I'm reading a lot of industries where they're being asked to take pay cuts, at least temporarily. And we're seeing even heads of companies that are willing to do the same thing. Bob Iger, the former CEO of Disney, and the current CEO of Disney agreeing to a pay cut. It'll be interesting. I heard Tom Costello on NBC News last night talking about how never in the history, in at least in recent history of this country, have we seen so much job loss so quickly. You know, we've seen market crashes before, and we've seen unemployment rates go up, but never at this speed. The hopeful thing, though, is that, you know, when we are finally able to kind of get back to business, that we'll see a speedier recovery. And a lot of the economists are predicting that even though it'll be hard and it'll be painful, when we do come back, it is their optimistic hope that the recovery won't take as long as the crash of 2007 did. Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen Morning Show, 750. Tim, the best renovation show on HDTV right now is Hometown with Ben and Aaron. It is so funny and just puts a smile on your face. That's from Tiffany.
It's a good show. It's a different sort of take. It's a small town where they do flips and things like that. Instead of it, you know, being like in Nashville or some of these like more urban places, it's more country.
Yeah, I brought that up because we were talking about earlier this morning TV shows that will keep you busy for weeks of social distancing, depending on your mood. And USA Today put together this list. And one of the shows that we mentioned that is very uplifting, that if you need something that is just joyful, something that will make you feel good, Fixer Upper on Hulu was one. That just sounded like something that would be up Tim's alley. And that's why she brought that show up. And then there are other shows, like if you're looking for a real taste of reality, Blown Away by Netflix, The Big Family Cooking Showdown on Netflix, Survivor, Top Chef. If you want, let's see, adult animation, Archer on Hulu, BoJack Horseman, The Simpsons, where you'll find on Disney Plus. Let's see. Oh, this is, I like this category. When you want to finally figure out what all the fuss is about, you know, everybody's talking about a show that you haven't seen or that it doesn't strike you as something that you really like and you don't really get why everyone is into it. The Americans is one by Amazon. Atlanta, which is on Hulu. Fleabag on Amazon. I love Fleabag. Although it was only two seasons, two short seasons. Game of Thrones. Jen loved Game of Thrones.
Oh, God, absolutely. Jon Snow. I miss him terribly.
Hard to believe there are still some people out there who never saw or got into Game of Thrones.
Yeah, they're out there.
Insecure on HBO.
I've Justified. Seen a couple episodes of that. Yeah.
What do you think?
I didn't see enough of it to really form much of an opinion. It obviously didn't grab me too much, huh?
Right. That's my point. Yeah, if it didn't, I mean, how many do you have to watch?
I don't know. I mean, there are, I watched a couple episodes of Bleeps Creek yesterday, and oh, God, I love David.
Yeah.
I think it takes at least three or four episodes of anything in order to, like, kind of get into the groove.
His Ozark sucked me in the first 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I was hooked. And it was just narration. I was in.
Yeah.
Mad Men by Netflix. That was one of my. That's one of my favorite shows. Loved Mad Men. And then if you need like a soapy drama to keep you glued to the screen, 24 is a good one. You'll find that on Hulu. Downton Abbey is on Amazon. Scandal, if you never got into that show, is on Netflix. And
I really want to watch The Witcher. If you guys, that's the new kind of sci-fi fantasy thing on Netflix that people are comparing to Game of Thrones. And it stars the guy that plays Superman. What's his name?
Hmm.
Super good looking
Henry
dude.
Cavill or
Cavill. Oh, Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill. Yeah. Hmm. And yeah, if Game of Thrones lovers are supposed to love that too. But.
Jen, you love that fantasy stuff.
Sometimes, yeah, some of it I really do.
More than the other three of us.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Let's see.
Hey, by the way, at WKRQ.com, if you click on the Jeff and Jen button, we've put together a list of some of our suggestions if you're needing a new show as well.
Richie, you were into You on Netflix, weren't you, for a while?
Yeah, I've watched all of it.
Yeah, that's something that if you need like a soapy drama to keep you glued to the screen, You on Netflix was
it's
a
pretty
big
good. It's a little intense at times.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you're looking for something lighter, like after the kids go to bed, USA Today recommends Catastrophe on Amazon, old Cheers reruns on Netflix, High Maintenance on HBO, Key and Peele on Hulu, and The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon, which I look at that show and I'm thinking, oh, that's such a delightful character, and she's so cute, and she's nice. I forget, like, she cusses like a sailor, so it's probably best if you do watch it after the kids have gone to bed.
I love that show. Yeah. I watched it when it, so I think it's only on season three. Is that right, season three?
I think so.
As soon as season three came out, I watched it all back to back to back. Like, that's one that I don't need to span it out. I just want to watch it as fast as possible. It's so good.
Yeah, I love it. And it uplifts me. It makes me feel good. Brings me joy.
Same. I think that's why I like it, because I'm just like, oh my gosh. And I love the costumes and the outfits. And it's just
puts you in a good mood. You love the characters.
Very well done show.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.